Hello, hello, hello. This is Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru, and I am here yet again with another episode to tell you what show you should be binge-watching. And if you're not sure what binge-watching is, it's that moment in your life where you just, you're flipping through the channels or on Hulu, Netflix, or premium channel, Showtime, HBO, I don't know, and you see this show, and you're like, this looks interesting, so you choose to watch it. And then, you know, at the time you're watching it, you know, it's pretty easy. It's only like, you know what, 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning or so. And, you know, your husband or your wife left for work. And if you're a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, you were supposed to clean the house and cook dinner and be ready for the kids to get home, only for your kids to turn the door and see that the house is just a filthy mess. And you're stuck in your room with a box of Kleenex and, you know, no food is ready. And they're banging on the door. And you're like, not now, honey. I have to fucking finish my shows. And, you know, you're just sitting there. And next thing you know it, your spouse comes home and they're wondering why the house is dirty and why nothing is cleaned. And the only satisfaction you have is that you actually finished that 13-episode season, and now you're depressed because you realize you have to suffer the wrath of your spouse wondering what you've done all day, and also suffer the wrath of knowing that you have to wait another year for your next show to come out, and you want to figure out what else you can watch. That's where I come in. I'm not saying I know anybody that lived that life. Anyway, so the show we're going to talk about today is, it just came out on Netflix. Really, really, really good show. Really good show. Definitely a drama. Definitely serious. Definitely a social commentary on the similar things that are happening today in society. I got to tell you what the show is so you'll know if you're sensitive to the content or not. The show is called 7 Seconds. I believe it just came out on Netflix in February. And I remember the first time I watched it, I think I fell asleep and I was like, I just watched this because I thought it was a movie. I didn't realize it was a show. Yeah, it came out on February 23rd on Netflix. I was like, let me watch it again because I do like Regina King, particularly when I think it was American Crime. I think she was on the first or second season with Andre Benjamin. And I so enjoyed her performance, which I think she got an Emmy for that season. But anyway, I so enjoyed her performance that I was like, I'm going to give it a chance because if she's attached to this, it should be pretty good. She's in it as a main character. She plays the parent of a teen, and I'll go into that later on. And then the other character who I'm aware of, Russell Hornsby, who plays Isaiah Butler, one of my favorite shows of all time. And I may do an episode on it. I'm not sure. The show is now canceled, but it was called Grimm. Russell Hornsby character played a police officer on the show. And that's why I instantly recognized him on this particular show. And then there's another character. I think can't think of his name right now, but I believe he was in. I don't want to say that. I was going to say he was in Dexter, but I might be thinking about the wrong actor. So don't quote me on that. I'm going to just act as if that never. I never said that. Never said it. So anyway, it centers around this teenage boy that was hit by a car. The person who hit the boy was a police officer. And I think the backdrop for this show is in like New Jersey or New York. I want to say New Jersey for sure. The cop hits the boy. He has a child on the way. And the police force, his partners in this particular task force or special department that they're in, basically helped him cover up the hit and run of this child. Of course, the cop is a really good guy. He has a good heart, you know, but he's trying to listen to what, you know, everyone else is saying, you know, to not tell anything. You don't want to ruin your life. But then you also have this black teen that is basically hit by a car and left for dead. So couple that with in this particular situation, Regina King's character is the mother of this child. And then Russell Hornsby character, who I told you from Grimm, he's the father, of course. They're trying to figure out what's happening. And Regina King, when I tell you that her character is ridiculously relentless, she's going to do whatever she can to find out who was behind this with her child. And as episodes go through, you find out if she was successful or not. And you also have this district attorney, KJ Harper, which I think I can say this and it's not a spoiler. She's an alcoholic and she is the, I want to say defense attorney or prosecution, or she works for the district attorney's office. She's intermingled in there somehow. And she's trying to figure out what's going on. And she's working with this other character who is trying to help her solve this particular hit and run case. So after so long, we find out that a cop may be involved. And of course, now you have a situation that is like your Trayvon Martins and other unarmed black men that were in this, and I guess in normal society, well, not normal society, but in our current society, unarmed black males or unarmed black teens that were shot by police officers. It's like they took those kind of stories and they kind of put them in this particular show. But in this case, the kid was just a hit and run. But because of the color of the kid's skin, because of where he was hit, because the type of bike he was on, they are dismissing it as gang related. And I can't really go any further into it because then I'm spoiling it for you guys. So you have this issue with stereotypes of, you know, what was the kid doing, you know, in the park at that time, you know, anybody could have hit him, you know, who says it was a cop, you know, you have the mother that wants answers and no one is really trying to help. You have the cop that has a bad conscience, but he has a baby now. And, you know, so you just have all these characters. You have all these characters that are basically conflicted, you know, where they've done a bad thing and they're trying to cover themselves. And then, you know, there's more to the story with the cops that are helping him cover it up. They're involved in some other side gig. And I don't want to go any further into that, but they're involved in the side gig and they're trying to protect that side gig. And then they want to bring him along because apparently he can keep a secret. And then, you know, he feels bad. And you have the wife that's trying to figure out what's going on and all of this stuff that's happening. It's a great show because, again, it delicately initially talks about the difference between the way black males are treated in society when it comes to police and that kind of thing. But then you also hear the other side of the story where sometimes, I hate that I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna have to be very delicate in how I'm gonna say this next statement. It shows the other side from a cop's perspective, how cops can sometimes, or police could sometimes be biased based on where these people are from. I'm being delicate because I'm delicate because I don't want to make it appear as if I understand or I agree with or I respect that particular way of thinking. But it's one of those situations where if you're in a neighborhood that's a rough neighborhood and it's a lot of gang activity, if you're investigating murders or issues or suicides or crime, I should say, and you're in 9 times out of 10, the issue is related to a gang or that kind of thing. It seems like what the writers are trying to get us to understand is that it's kind of hard to look at everything from one perspective or look at everything as a single isolated perspective. Okay, this kid got hit by a car. Was this gang related? Should we be going in that direction or should we be very objective and really cover all bases instead of being dismissive and realize, wait, this kid may not be gang affiliated? And you'll find out on the show if he really was gang affiliated, if he was doing something gang related or anything like that. All that stuff comes out. But it just shows how sometimes in society we are unfair because we might think, well, if he was doing this and he was doing that, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, is a duck. Sometimes it ain't a duck. I mean, oftentimes it may be a duck, but sometimes you maybe need a new prescription for your glasses. It may be too dark at night, and it wasn't a duck. It was a god darn pelican, which I know a duck and a pelican anyway. But you get my point. And I think the show did a brilliant job at really helping you look at it from that perspective. I don't want to get too political in my social commentary because I got on my soapbox on the episode about Shameless, I believe. And I don't want to get on my soapbox again about this show, but I hope that people who look at the show and say things like, well, you know, if this teen didn't have the knife, then he wouldn't have been shot. If this kid complied with the police officers, then they wouldn't have shot him. If this kid, you know, just walked away instead of cursing someone out, then he would still be here today. I hope that the show kind of sheds light on, regardless of the person's actions, they're still humans and there is still protocol. And I think, and what I also like about it is that, you know, we don't want to admit to it, but I believe that the majority of police officers are legit law-abiding citizens that do the right thing, but it would be remiss to think that there aren't any out there that are doing things that they have no business doing. And I think the show, in a fictitious way, kind of sheds light on that, that, you know, that all parties are flawed and there's, we have to find a way to come to a consensus and an understanding where everybody is mutually benefited. And I think the show kind of starts that dialogue. Another thing that another storyline within the show is there is a brother. Oh, it's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard to not spoil this. Seth Butler. He is in the Air Force. I was in the Air Force. Fly, fight, win. Oh, I can't say up. It's something I want to say so bad, but I can't say it because I think it will spoil it for you. Anyway, he's in the Air Force. He just came back from a tour and he just finished his, you know, 6 years or how many years he chose to enlist. And he finds issues with, you know, finding a job and taking care of himself. So there's also this subtle story about, you know, what happens to our, you know, our military service people who return back and they're out the military. And it's like, all right, what now? You know, you don't really want to go back and reenlist. And sometimes you don't have a choice. So I liked that it really touched on these veterans that are just displaced once they get home, especially when they're in areas where they come back with PTSD. I'm not saying he did. I'm not saying he didn't come back with that issue. I'm just saying that the show also did a great job of just touching on that briefly about our military service people who are protecting our freedom. I think that they deserve way more support and love than what they're getting. I really mean that. So it touches on that also. So to recap, I'm not going to take too much more of your time. It's a great show. It is a drama. It's very serious. Again, if you don't like the whole thing about, you know, the unarmed black people that are being shot by the police, this probably would not be the show you should watch because it will piss you off. Or if you don't want to deal with it, if you're one-sided, if you think that it's just the cops, if you think it's just the people in these communities, you might not want to watch the show because it will bring up that stuff. So if you're tired of watching CNN and talking about or hearing about that stuff, you might not want to watch the show. I still personally think it's worth watching because it doesn't beat you in the head with it. It doesn't try to sway you in one direction over the other. It's just facts. It's what's currently happening. And I think they did a good job of not beating that in the head. There's also a secret that comes out, and I predicted it, but that's because I watch a lot of shows and I just kind of know how to look at context clues. I definitely can't spoil it, but it's something about a character that you find out later on that it made the show even better because I saw it coming earlier. It crossed my mind, but I thought nothing of it. And then when it finally came out, I was like, oh, got it. Now it's making sense. So I think when you see that part, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, the show centers around the investigation. It centers around how the family, Regina King's character and them, are coping with it and how they're trying to find out on their own. It centers around that community where there's gangs and drugs. And it also, towards the end, centers around, it also centers around lawyer aspect of it. So the prosecution, the defense, and that process of taking a case to court, it centers around the media and how information and facts are presented. And then finally, it centers around the actual court case. Think of it as like one fantastic episode of Law and Order. And, you know, towards the end of Law and Order, they have the court case. And that's what's going to happen towards the 9th and 10th episode. That's when it's basically just a court case. But prior to that, it's basically the investigation and people trying to get to the bottom of everything. Again, great show, very diverse cast, very, very diverse cast. I think you'll like it. It's very well acted, really good show. A few comedic elements, but for the most part, it's strictly a drama. Netflix did a great job. I'm not sure how a season 2 would come from this. The only way I could see a season two coming from this is if it's just another case. So a completely different cast minus the prosecutor. I could see her being involved in every case. And on the actual art, like the actual cover of the, you know what I'm talking about, when you actually see the name of the show and all that stuff, you see her. So I could see her being on the next season, but everyone else, I mean, you would probably have to do a completely different storyline. So check it out. It's a really good show. You know, I totally recommend it. I think I binge watched it in a day or two. And if you like the show, The Killing, I don't recall I watched it. I heard of it. But if you like The Killing or Cold Case, which was one of my favorite shows, I really like Cold Case. The creator of this show, 7 Seconds, Vina Sood, I believe I'm saying her name right, she was the producer for The Killing and Cold Case. So I think if you like those shows, you would love this show. And I think that is it for now. My name is Ian. I am your binge-worthy guru. Happy binging.